It's 21 minutes past 9. You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with myself, Darren Capestaves, and Jim Taggart.
Thank you very much, Darren. I'm absolutely delighted to have on the phone a very, very good friend, an amazing role model, and a person who I admire greatly, and an organisation that I also admire very, very much, and that's the Salvation Army. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Miriam Glucas.
Good morning, Jim. How are you? And back to you, because it's great to have you as such a great supporter and a great friend, and we're very grateful to you and for you.
Thank you very much. I've been involved with you directly and indirectly for some, I think, nearly 35 years, and the work that you do for people, what I call in many ways the voiceless, in the sense that you stand up as an organisation and as a person for our brothers and sisters is truly amazing, and I thank you so much for that. We only have a short time, but I hope that our station can get really involved. They have been involved for a long, long time with Salvation Army and many other organisations, but I want you to tell the story. Your role at the moment is very full on. You have so much to do, so many needs to satisfy. Tell us what your role is at the moment, please, Miriam.
So my role is to look after the mission of the Salvation Army in New South Wales and ACT. So that involves all of our church work. We have great partnerships with our social work. And obviously over the COVID period, that's been pretty full on, because we've tried to serve people in every possible way, with also having the restrictions and some of our places we've had to move people out to make sure they're all safe. While still looking after those who are isolated and lonely, and trying to serve as many people as possible. So it's been a busy period, but kind of an exciting period, because I think in a lot of ways it's brought out the best in people as they've really endeavoured to do that well.
You have the ability, if I can just say, you have a persona, if I can say that, that's very gentle and soft, and yet people respond to you greatly. I just want to give that by way of comment other than just responding to. But for my listeners, I know you reasonably well, and you have such great leadership qualities, which leads me into my next question on Spotlight. Miriam, and it's a question without notice, but one that I think you reflect upon, what would you like to be remembered for in your life? And it's a very important life and a personal life with God. But yes, what do you want to be remembered for?
Oh, look, I have a little saying, and it's live, love, and make a difference. So basically, live life to the full. Love, and so love God, love others, and love myself in the best way. And then the third one is to make a difference in someone's life every single day. So whether that be the people I'm still connected with in Papua New Guinea, or the person next door, my neighbour who's in hospital at the moment, or the person on the streets who has a need, I would want to make a difference in someone's life every day. So for me, it's those three things: live life to the full, love God, others, and myself, and make a difference in someone's life every day.
And when we look at William Booth, I love a saying that you have which says, hand to man or person, heart to God.
Yes. Yep.
I think that's a really symbiotic reflection about what the Salve's life is all about.
Yeah, I think we realise we need God, and probably COVID's shown that more than ever, because we can't fix it. So we call out to him and believe in him, but then it's how do we help the person who's right in front of us who has a great need at the moment. There's certainly many people who do.
And your needs are growing in terms of requiring further resources. What's keeping you up at night at the moment? Because I know you're a very caring person. What's on your mind with our society or community at the moment?
Well, I think a lot of things, Jim. Probably the big deal for me is, and I felt for people in Victoria again today, like the isolation for people, and just the thought of waking up and thinking, okay, we survived the first wave, but how on earth are we going to survive this second wave? And looking at those high-rise flats in Melbourne, and knowing our guys are out there with our emergency services and giving food, but people are stuck in there and just so isolated and lonely. And then I guess, you know, people who've never come before who now find they haven't got a job, they haven't got their business, what does that look like for them? Some of our own people, because it's taken a toll on our organisation and many other organisations, so How do we love them and care for them through this? So I think for me it's very much about the individual, and I even think of, you know, homeless people who've been put in motels for the time being. What happens when they go back out again? Young people who are still on the streets because that's not where they want to be, in a motel. So just thinking about the individual, how it's affecting them, what's going on in their lives, and I think that's what keeps me up at night. How can we look after the individual, no matter where they're from or what goes on in their life?
It's 25 minutes past nine, and you're with Darren and Jim on Spotlight, a new show that highlights and gives spotlight to issues and people who make a difference in the world in which we live. I'm delighted to be speaking with Miriam Glucas, who is the commander, if you like, or we say the Lieutenant Colonel of the Salvation Army for New South Wales and ACT. Miriam, if people would like to get involved, how can they get involved with you, and what can they do to try and help you through the challenges that you have, and to help all of us satisfy our personal goals through you and your organisation?
So I do want to say a huge thanks this morning, Jim, for the people who've supported through the Red Shield appeal, because that money will be going to local needs and happens in every community throughout Australia because we're in most of them. The response to the Red Shield appeal, in spite of what's happened to the drought appeal, people have just been amazing. So that's the first thing I want to say thank you for. I think if you have a Salvation Army in your local community, there's ways to get involved through being able to support in some ways the lonely and isolated, whether that's through a phone call or just writing a little note or delivering a food hamper. There's a whole myriad of ways that you could get involved. So money's one way, but there's certainly the personal approach, and we'll find ways that people can help, and we'd be very, very grateful.
Do you have a number? So, for example, I think that's a very good segue to finish our dialogue this morning. People may not be able to give financial resources, but there may be people who can give of time, clothing, and all of those things to help other people. Do you have a contact? Who could we contact to do that for our listeners?
If you go to our Salvos website, I'm going to get caught here because I think it's 1300 Salvos. You could ring there,
yep,
or look online. There'll be also local numbers as well. So whatever support you think you can give. Sometimes it'll be different in local communities, what's available there. But whatever way people can help us, we'd love to hear from them. And if they need support too, which many people do at this time, whether it's just to chat to someone or they need help with money care or lots of our other services, we'd really love to help. So either way, whether you're someone who needs help or whether you're someone who'd like to help, that would be great.
Miriam, thank you for sharing your story and the Salvation Army story. You are a wonderful organisation. Darren and I would like to ask, would you please come in at a later date, come into our studios, and we might just talk about a wide range of things for a lot longer period of time. And with Christmas coming up, that in itself creates anxiety and requires a lot of resources. So we'd like to try and see how Spotlight might be able to help you during that period of time as well.
Terrific. I'd love to do that, Jim and Darren, and thanks so much for having me this morning. That'd be great.
Well, thank you, Miriam.
Miriam, thank you. Have a wonderful day, and we're going to go to a fantastic song called Love the One You're With.
Terrific. Thank you.
See ya.
Alive 90.5.